Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How you doing, Dusty?
Doing well, buddy. They got me last night.
They did.
They got me.
They did. You were just playing the video of the... Now, was that when you walked in or was that... All I heard was the happy birthday.
So my birthday is on Saturday and obviously I travel for college football, so I'll be on the road.
Congrats on all your success.
Well, thank you, Nick. So last night, Sarah and a couple of my friends decided we were going to have a birthday dinner, which I was like, okay with. I'm like, all right, it's fine. I was actually a little pissed because I had to cancel my tennis match.
Yeah.
And
you're gunning for Wade here. What are we doing celebrating a birthday before we get Wade?
Gunning for Wade tonight, actually.
Yeah. Wade, you're on notice.
He's on notice for sure. So last night at like 6:30, my buddy texts me and he's like, hey, let's just meet at Ken Stewart's Lodge in Akron, or Bath, I should say. And I'm like, okay, whatever. It's fine. Let's change up the venue, like, the last second when I actually wanted to go to a different place.
Did it trigger anything? Was there any doubt? Like, oh, is a subterfuge or no?
No, it actually pissed me off more because I'm like, all right, I already canceled my tennis match for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like walking in and I'm thinking, this is my 40th birthday. Really? Like, this is what we're doing. No one cares about me. I'm like, literally no one cares. And I walk in. They're in the bar, and then we walk back to the table. It's not a table. It's a private room. And literally every person that, like, my closest friends were there.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was there. It was, like, it was amazing. So they got me pretty good.
I think it's harder to have a surprise party for a guy than a girl because women are so much more mindful of that stuff.
I don't know how she got all this stuff, done.
Honestly.
These balloons and the cake and all this stuff.
It's partner of the year stuff.
Oh, it was good.
Because here's the thing. Once you tell a guy, I feel like I'm good at, like, keeping those kind of secrets, and even I'm dumb enough. Like, I've done the Mad Men thing of, hey, what you doing this weekend? It's a Tuesday. Yes, it is. I'll see you later. All right. Like, I have done where I think I'm playing it cool.
Yeah.
And in reality, I'm just moments from letting it slip out. So the fact that she was able to get all these men who are, you know, let's be honest, we're not as good of communicating as the feminine species. And the fact that she was able to get this and actually surprise you, that's a thumbs up.
I couldn't believe it because, like, on a Monday night, a random Monday in the middle of October, to get all my friends in the same location was pretty impressive.
To get anybody, listen, there is no doubt that everybody in that room loves you.
Aww.
Because it's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
And trying to get any of our asses out on a Monday for anything.
And by the way, it's not early. Like, I worked till 7. So, mm-hmm. I didn't arrive until, 7:35.
Yep. So, honestly, it's like the equivalent of...
So, thank you to everyone who came.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of, can you cover this Monday Night Football event? That's effectively what you're asking for.
Now, they end up with free food and booze, so... It was a good night for them.
It's the one day of the week where that's usually not enough. You really have to love the person for a surprise event. Free food and booze on a Friday or Sunday.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I don't even have to like the person. You had me at free booze and food. But Monday night specifically.
That's a tough call.
By 9 o'clock last night, I was leaned back in the recliner, out cold. That's what, and by the way, I symbolize America in that moment. I'm going to say there are very few times where I'm the everyman for America. Everybody is Nick Wilson on Monday, kind of watching Monday Night Football. So to get them out there, again, I'm going to double down.
Yeah.
They must really love you.
Well, thank you, Nick.
So, oh, by the way.
Do you like surprises, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too.
I tend to be really, really alert.
Okay.
So it's really hard to throw a surprise party.
Maybe I'm more naive than you. Like, I feel like I was totally in the dark on this whole thing.
So what I think the lovely Sarah had going for her, it is like the pinnacle of football season where your defenses are down.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get from one moment to the next without having a breakdown.
I've got football games going on. Yep. I got meetings. I got the radio show. I've got tennis matches left and right. Like, I got a lot cooking.
Yep. So, if this were to happen, if your birthday were in the middle of May, I think it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
In the middle, the off season for us. So, I think that was, but I do like surprises, but I feel like I just pay attention to a lot of little details.
Sure.
And so, I unintentionally, it's why, when the wife brings home, any gifts for me, I don't even want to be in the room. Like, if it's, a surprise birthday present or Christmas, I don't want to be in the room because I'll start to deduce things. Like, that's a big bag. What are the things that I asked for? That's just how my brain works. And I don't want to.
You're like my kids.
No, and I hate it. I hate surprises being spoiled. I do. When I was in seventh grade, my sister, who at the time.
My sister.
How much?
Very nice.
Not at the time.
I don't know.
She was pretty awful then. She's great now. Okay. We're totally best friends now. Wink, wink. But no. So she found, when we were living in Dayton, she found my parents' hiding spot of our Christmas gifts.
Oh, boy.
And she just started, don't you want to know what you have? And I'm like, I don't want to know. And she just started telling me. And it infuriated me because I thought it was so just awful.
Yeah.
And really what she was trying to do was trying to make me complicit in this scheme that if I knew what I was getting, it
that
would
she
imply
could know what she's getting.
Yeah, that I well, and I wouldn't rat because I knew what I was getting. I wouldn't want to tell my parents. And like a doofus, like a week later, we're driving home back to Northeast Ohio to visit family. And she's just like, oh, I can't wait to open my. And then she tries to turn it on your boy. And I went straight up L.A. law on this broad. All right. I went after my sister. Like, I went Windhorst.
Your sister broad.
I went Windhorst. I went, now, why would I do that? And I cross-examined my sister, who was in ninth grade. I was in seventh grade. And like 5 minutes later, she was tearfully like admitting like Nick had nothing to do with it and it was all my fault. I'm so sorry. And my dad slowly turns around and was like, hey, remind me to never piss you off. And he just turned back around. So yes, I do not like things being spoiled and I will not be part of any chicanery. So I love surprises. I think that's awesome. Let's throw it out to the people. You want to throw it out to the people?
Sure, throw it to the peeps.
216-578-0092. Are you a fan of surprise? Let's go just with surprise parties in general. Because I think people who don't, I think you're a little bit of the fun police. I think if you need control of your own birthday plans, I think you need to let it go. All right? Especially, like, I'm 37. If somebody actually takes the time to surprise me with anything, it's like, it is kind of that like, oh, yeah, that's kind of a pain in the ass to do what you did. And that matters more than the even surprise itself. Like the idea, the amount of work it takes at this point is actually even better than the surprise because somebody really has to love you to do this.
Yeah. No, I was super surprised, super happy. And it was kind of funny because like when I was walking in, I had this like scowl on my face. I'm like, this is bull crap. These guys don't care. They're moving the venue on me. I could be playing tennis right now. And then I was super surprised. So
that's actually the best part of it. The idea that then you have to like sit and kind of feel like a D for a minute. So as we await your answers on that, we are now one extra day removed from the Browns' latest loss, 23-20 to the Falcons. How do we feel? How do we feel about this loss? Because I was still
pissed. Are we now in therapy again? Is this Baskin and Phelps?
No. No, but we are talking about our feelings. But there will be no therapy. We'll mock your feelings instead of therapizing each other here. Because, you know, that Jets game, that Tuesday, I was still smarting. I was still furious about that loss. And yesterday, I had made the case, like, some of the reaction to the Falcons' loss seemed disproportionate to me to what the loss actually was. It was not the calamity of errors that led to the collapse against the Jets. And so it wasn't a good loss. Like,
no.
Like, even without Miles and even without Jadavian, it's a bad loss. So it's fair to say it's a bad loss. I just didn't think it was even one of the three worst losses in the NFL on Sunday, considering how Baltimore blew that game. There were other games, Pittsburgh having Kenny Pickett help you lose in his debut to the Jets.
Interceptions.
So it's weird. I think I'm a little bit more rosy. I wasn't as angry as some were yesterday. I felt like my response was more proportionate. And today, Dustin, let's be honest with you. I'm not happy that they're 2-2, but the people saying the sky is falling, I disagree. I think there were real cracks in the facade, but the sky is not falling, in my opinion.
Well, it's not falling. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, it is concerning. Like, I looked at the schedule this morning, and we can look at it right now in the studio because we've got these beautiful new Browns schedules up. And
can't erase that, Ken Carmen.
In the studio. Yeah, that's right, Kenny. And I'm like, I'm looking at the next 4 weeks here in October. And, Nick, every game the Browns could lose.
All right, is there any game definitively you don't think they're going to win?
This week?
That's a great point. This is the one that scares me most. The Patriots have not been the Patriots. They've not played incredible football. It's going to be either Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi. The Ravens have not been good.
Been good. They just haven't finished games.
Lamar's been excellent.
He's been outstanding.
And they don't really get to the passer. Defensively, they don't really do anything exceptionally. Baltimore's a beatable team. Cincinnati, I still think, until we see that offensive line.
When you look at the Super Bowl from last year and you look at the Rams last night and you look at the Bengals so far this season, there's definitely going to be two new teams in the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think the Rams probably have a better chance, given that I think that the Rams playing a lesser concert. I think it's going to be easier to make up ground in the NFC, or at least, you know, dig out of a bad spot, which is where the Rams are. I don't think the Rams are that in trouble. I just think they need to figure out the offensive line. Ironically, yeah. I think the same thing hurting the Rams is hurting the Bengals right now, which is they just didn't do enough job to rebuild the offensive line, or didn't do a good enough job to rebuild the offensive line. Do enough job. Listen, I think everybody knows you just got to do enough job. Let's go with Don. Don, are you pro or anti surprise parties? And if you're anti, why do you hate fun?
All right, so I'm anti surprise birthday parties. But I have to admit, I get burned by them every time I get thrown one. So my birthday's on Christmas. So
okay.
3 weeks before, 2 weeks after, my radar is up. I'm looking for it. Watching, you know, wherever I go, are there recognizable cars, all that kind of stuff.
You sound paranoid.
Well, no, it's just, you know, I don't like the idea of someone getting over on me, but they get over on me every time. And about halfway through the party, I love the fact that they threw the party.
Look at
that. Anti going in, and by the time I go home and go to bed, I love the fact that they did it.
Look at that.
Okay, there you go.
Don, you surprised me with that, so I don't think you hate fun, buddy. Good stuff.
Yeah, so I want to get to the Falcons thing as you kind of getting away from that game and going into this week.
Second,
I think the fans, most fans, are really upset. The ones that have been paying attention to the schedule and, you know, the shifts in the schedule as the season goes on, is we had an opportunity to not wrap things up in the division, but we had an opportunity to get way ahead of the sticks, to use the Stefanski term. 3-1, 4-0. The rest of the division's kind of in flux. And they threw those games away. If you're 4-0, you can afford to go 2-3 over the next five games. You just need to be 6-5. If you're 6-5, 7-4, when Watson comes back, you're in great shape. So now that we got these four or five games coming up against teams that every one of them could beat us, because every one of them has a better quarterback than we've seen before this year, and every one of them has a better coach. So I think that's the problem with what we've seen. It's not every single play and every single decision. It's go win these games. Do whatever you can to win these four games. And you know, then you can play the whole give yourself a chance game. Because I'm kind of confused. You guys talked yesterday. We know the Browns' identity in terms of what they do on the field. But what's the mentality? Are they trying not to lose, or are they trying to win? Because it's hard to tell sometimes.
Don, we appreciate you, buddy. And we're about 3 months out, but happy birthday to you.
He
turned it on its ear. I thought he was going to stay negative about it. He was not negative about surprise birthday parties. I understand what he's saying. It felt like this was a chance to get ahead of the curve. And right now, if you were 3-1 or 4-0, you would be part of the minority in the NFL, where at least in the AFC, there are no undefeated teams left. And what was it? Three 3-1 teams left in the AFC. So I understand that frustration. I think what we saw through the first four games is I always felt like the first 11 games without Deshaun was going to be a trench fight. I thought it was going to be kind of this frustrating up and down kind of thing. So now it just means you don't have a margin for error, which, okay, you came out, you didn't play the way you should in certain situations, specifically that Jets game. Well, now you have a even tougher road. I don't want to hear any excuses. You should still be in contention or roundabout contention for the wild card, and certainly maybe even the division by the time Deshaun Watson comes back. The circumstances, the record might have changed from what we hoped, but I don't think the expectation should change. So while we're having the conversation about moving on from the Falcons loss, there's one thing that I think Kevin Stefanski really didn't come out looking well in, and it goes beyond the game. Kevin Stefanski has become the master of saying literally nothing,
yes.
Right? But every once in a while, somebody gets him to answer something. And it's telling the things that he ends up, I don't want to say being triggered, but the things that actually evoke at least some semblance of a real answer for. Take, for instance, a question about the role of the analytics department in game day decisions. This was from earlier this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure who the director of football strategy is you're referring to, but Don't you have a guy upstairs, Giuliani?
Yeah, we have a lot of coaches upstairs. I think for me and on all those decisions, it is 100% me making the decision. I take in information from our coaches, from our staff, up in the booth on the sideline. And then, you know, ultimately you got to own them. And when they don't work, you're frustrated, but it's my decision. And I understand what you're asking. But when we get down in those situations, I take in all the information, then I make a decision.
So you alerted me to Lima kind of going off at this at the end of the morning show today. And there's two parts of it. I want to start with the one. The Browns have the director of football strategy listed on the website. So the question is actually a fair question. Like, is this a decision by committee? Is it just you? The weird denial of I don't know the role you're talking about.
Yeah, it's weird.
Kind of influences the rest of the way you hear the rest of that clip, Dustin. I kind of don't understand why that question invoked that response from Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, why do you get so angry about a question about somebody who literally is on your staff and has a role? It's bizarre to me.
Do we think that maybe Kevin Stefanski's sensitive to the narrative that the front office has more of a say in coaching decisions than in places where analytics aren't nearly at the forefront of the operation, like here in Cleveland?
Could be.
Is that a part of this? Because I don't understand caring what the narrative is outside the building. I really don't. That's such a weird defensiveness. Like, one of the things that we liked about Stefanski and Andrew Berry and Paul DePodesta is they're all nerds. They're all incredibly smart. They're all Ivy Leaguers, right? And they have this shared language, and they can speak in data versus speaking in football or being able to speak both. And it would just be weird. Like, why would Kevin Stefanski give a care that anybody thinks it's not his decision? Because he knows reality, right?
Correct.
Like, like, if it was Kevin Stefanski is a bad coach because of X, that I understand that narrative triggering you. But you just lost to Atlanta. I think this kind of goes back to Miles being pissed about fans booing after the Jets loss. It's like, if I was Miles, I'd be more pissed about the loss than I would, you know, murmurs from fans. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm more upset at the way that the team played in a game that you could have won. Multiple points in that game, if one or two things go differently, we're talking about the Browns being 3-1 and beating Atlanta on Sunday, even if it's another we escaped, you know, with a win kind of thing. So I don't quite understand. And this is a bigger picture thing. Like, this is more than just one answer. Why are the Browns so defensive?
I have no idea.
And it's... Again, this is set out of love, and it's not. I don't dislike anybody over there. As a matter of fact, I like everybody over there, right? From the guys we work with in PR, from everybody we you know, Kevin Stefanski came on our show in training camp. I like these guys a lot, but they're always stuck between when they do say things, and they often don't, which is fine. That's their prerogative. Coaches don't say things. What's weird to me is that their answers when they actually do say something are somewhere between a weird denial and defensiveness and why the hell are you asking me this? And I do think, one, I don't think the Browns have earned, whether it's with the Haslams or just the last 20 years, I don't think the Browns have earned the right to say, why are you asking me that? Or to look at somebody, anybody, any member of the media over there, like they're stupid for asking a question. Or the thing that gets me is the intonation of why are you asking me that? Because you're the guy. That's what you do. And I haven't heard it a lot from Andrew Berry. I've heard it a lot from the Haslams. We heard it a lot from John Dorsey. We heard it a lot from Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens. But I haven't heard it a lot from Kevin Stefanski. And that's what... Again, could be something, could be nothing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
But I just think, like, one, you guys have a director of football strategy. What's his role?
What's his role?
Like, and game day decisions.
He has a role on game days. He's in the booth, I believe. Actually, I don't know for a fact, but you would think he'd be in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, some sort of analytics are driven from that, like during the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have I'm like, what's the problem with the question?
Well, and what's the problem with the idea that you, like, Nathaniel Hackett just had to hire a coach to help him manage game time decisions? It's not that. You have a team that is built more on analytics than anybody else in football. So it's a fair question. And so Daniel on Twitter said, I think Stefanski was defensive because of who was asking the question, not the question itself. I saw this with Baker. I saw this with, I'll be honest, we've seen people that I like and respect get treated this way as well. The team doesn't get to choose how somebody asks a question or whether they like the content of the question or not. You only are in control. You don't, and this is the toughest thing for teams. You're not in control of the narrative. It's not your job to control the narrative. It's your job when facing the media to give a straight answer or to not answer.
Right.
That's your, do I give him a real answer or do I give him a fake bullcrap answer, which is like 90% of what Kevin does. So the idea of, well, I don't like that reporter, you're paid too damn much to sit here and say, well, I don't like that reporter, so I don't like that question, so I'm going to have a... It's a fair question.
Yeah,
and the Browns do this a lot, and you know what? It's not just the Browns.
But he knows who the person is.
Yes. Well, but the point is, you don't have to like any of these reporters. But to single out a question because of a... If this was it, and again, that's a little bit of speculation, not to trample on Ken and Anthony's bit of reckless speculation, but even if it was about who was asking the question... Who is Kevin Stefanski to judge whoever's asking him the question? He's got one winning season in going on 3 years. His record is now below 500.
It's below 500 now, yeah.
And again, this, I think Kevin is symbolic of the organization. They want you to believe, they don't want you to treat them like the same old Browns. So any question that comes close to, well, are you treating us like the same old Browns? There's this weird defensive reflective mechanism, and it doesn't make... You haven't earned anything, respectfully. You were rich enough to buy a team. Cool. That's not really a thing. Amassing a lot of wealth isn't really a skill. Some of it's luck. Some of it
is... A lot
of
it's luck.
A lot of it's luck. So that's not a skill. What Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have done to get here, yes, they've accomplished a lot to be here. I think they've done admirably since taking over the franchise.
He's actually above 500 as a head coach. Sorry about
that. 21-6. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about
Keith.
That. Might not be after the month.
But I just don't understand this perception of, well, I'm not going to answer a question. And then when I do, who the hell are you to ask me that question when it's like, I think this is something the Browns should be transparent on. The Browns love the victory lap of, we're one of the most analytically progressive organizations. And then it's a fair question. Is that solely you? Do you have a consigliere? Do you have What was it? Little Steven Van Zandt to your Tony Soprano?
Does how does this work? Information in his ear on game day on a 4th-and-3 that says, you go for this. And then would he defy that? Or how does that work? Or does he even listen?
Yes.
Because on game day, watching that on Sunday, the 4th-and-3 around the goal line, it was bam, right to the card. It wasn't even a question. Maybe he got that information prior to the third down. Did he know, hey, no matter what, we're going for this on 4th down? How's that work?
It's interesting to me that I think, and I think most head coaches, especially in the NFL, would agree with this. I think the predominant occupation of a head coach on any level is conveying information. Your linebackers need to know this information, right? Your defense needs to know this information. Your offense needs to know this. And some guys need the why, some guys just need the what. And so Kevin Stefanski seems to be good at doing this to players. I don't understand why conveying information to the media, especially a valid question about data-driven decisions, I don't understand why that is tough to do. So the first thing which we talked about, which was Kevin Stefanski's weird denial of the fact that they have a guy who's got the director of football strategy role. Joy on Twitter said that the reporter didn't get the actual title of the guy's job correct.
Oh.
So the...
What is the actual title?
So what is referred to in the clip is director of football strategy. On the website, it's Director of Football Research and Strategy.
Oh, okay.
That's clearly...
I mean, clearly Stefanski had no idea what he was talking about.
If you omit the word research, what are we even talking about here? Now, in fairness to what Joy is saying, in the data division, there are a lot of confusing titles. I think Kevin Stefanski was using the lack of 100% title correctness as an out. Because then when the reporter follows up with the guy's name, Kevin's like, we got a lot of coaches there. And this brings me to my next point, which was Xavier P saying Stefanski owes no one inside information. The biggest misconception teams have now is that they don't owe you an explanation. Yes, they do. This is what I snapped about at the weird defensiveness of the Browns already. You're the stewards of the organization. You might own it, but you don't really own it. It is the fans that own it. That was proved in 95 when the team was stolen from Cleveland and people nonstop put pressure on local officials and the NFL to give us a damn team back. So this idea that Kevin Stefanski doesn't owe you, so in what I'm understanding here is Kevin, and by the way, you went to Penn, you're smarter than me, that's fine. But am I just supposed to, you know what, Kevin's got it covered? Why even have a press conference? If he's not to convey any information to the fans, why are we having this? Because 99% of the time, Kevin says nothing, which is absolutely a tactic he's allowed to take. The 1% of time, when it's a valid question, you can't bumble about the title and then say, you know what, we got a lot of coaches and it's my decision. I don't think it's inside information of how you make that decision.
I agree.
I think whether Kevin, because I think John Harbaugh has, and I hate to say this, I'm going to give the guy credit. John Harbaugh has done a fantastic job of explaining the relationship between the data department and game day decisions and his decisions. It's not that hard. And so, listen, if you go 17-0, be as smug and talk down as much as you want. You're 2-2 and you should be 3-1. The least you could do is give a straight answer on what is a fair question, whether you like the reporter or not.
What is the role of that guy on game day?
Well, and I think I still don't know that people know the relationship with the Cleveland Browns between analytics and football.
And I don't think anybody knows.
And but in fairness,
because it clearly has changed to some degree. I mean, they just went out and got a quarterback for $230 million and traded all the draft picks. The way that they've gone about things has changed dramatically.
Well, I think even if you go from Sashi to John Dorsey to Andrew Berry, even though they've had a strong department that whole time, the relationship and the use of that information has changed. And just because Stefanski and Berry have been here for now going on 3 years doesn't mean those questions are any less valid. Bob, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Good, Bob.
I was I have been calling all summer saying how bad of a coach Stefanski is. And one thing that's for sure, if you want to give him the two wins, that's cool. But you have to give him the two losses. Those two losses was based on coaching alone. I mean, the players have to go out and execute, but the coach just has to make better decisions. And, I mean, it's just common sense like that, right?
So here's what I'll say, because I said it one way yesterday, and I want to evolve what I said yesterday. I don't remember exactly how I put it. I thought yesterday was Kevin Stefanski, the play caller, lost you the game. I thought he forgot who his quarterback was. I thought he got too cute, and he let precious moments, about 4 to 5 plays a game, actually determine the difference in the game, not determine, but are actually like the thing that you can point back to and say, if this had gone differently, you would have won or lost, or the result would have changed. Mm. So I thought the play caller lost yesterday's game. I think the head coach has been a problem the first three games. Because if you think Kevin Stefanski's weird defensiveness here or the Browns' weird defensiveness all summer long with the Deshaun stuff, if you think that's not related to guys not focusing the way they should at the end of games, if you think that's unrelated to Miles and his speeding issues and the car accident, you're wrong. That doesn't mean the culture that they're a cultural dumpster fire. But what it does mean is it's a little lax. And it's a little bit, there's a chip on their shoulder of why are you asking me anything? And I think that trickles down to the players. I think it's the heart of Miles saying, I don't want you guys booing us. When in reality, he should be pissed that they blew a 13-point lead in 90 seconds of clock time.
Yep.
So that, to me, it's not the end of the world. It's not, oh my God, the sky is falling. This isn't Freddie Kitchens' Cleveland's Browns. It's not Hugh Jackson's Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland's Browns?
Cleveland's Browns. Good buddy. But it is a slippery slope. And just as quickly as culture can win you games and you can have culture point in the right direction, it can fall out from under your feet. And I don't think we've experienced that in a long time, where coaches either lose the locker room or lose the winning touch. Let's go with Birdman. What's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Hey, Nick. What's up, Dustin? How y'all feel?
It's simple, how you doing, guys. Birdman?
It's football 101, you know. We as you guys said before, the eye test. The eye test shows us when we got down there in the red zone, you give it to your best player, Nick Chubb, and get out the way. You throw some good, strong blocking, him or Hunt. You do not throw the ball in the red zone with the quarterback we got. I think that set the tone for the whole game Sunday. That first play, that first drive looked like we was off 10 days fresh. Had them willing and dealing. Get down in the red zone, and I bet Atlanta probably like, they're not going to run it. They're trying to throw it. And so he lost me with that completely. I got a friend of mine said, Stefanski's coaching is definitely coming into play. You lost that game Sunday with your play calling. To me, Dustin and Nick, the first drive of the game set the tone for the rest of the game. We came up with a donut. I said it yesterday. I said it today. We came out so sharp, so fresh. After that series, we were just playing regular football. And that blew the rest of the game. We did not capitalize. What in the world were you thinking to try to throw the ball, trying to outsmart the smarties? And at the end of the day, sometimes we look like the dumbest, smartest person in the room. Love the show, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Birdman. That means you're dumb smarties or smart dummies. I don't know. One of those two there. So I'll just continue to say I don't think it's the end of the world. I just think it's something to keep an eye on. Because that answer does, from Kevin Stefanski, that we've played now twice this hour, it does hint at a weird insecurity. And I don't know whether that's a real insecurity or whether that was a momentary insecurity, but that was real. And those are the kind of things that can be very, very telling if you stack them up over 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, if we continue to hear that kind of weird defensiveness from Kevin Stefanski.
I mean, we're 2-2 right now. What if we end October 2-6? It could happen.
Yes, it could. I don't know it's the most likely thing.
I mean, the only game where we have a better quarterback is the Patriots of the next four games.
216-578-0092. No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
We did play the quarterback wins and losses game.
No, I know. I remember that. But, I mean, at least now, I mean, Mac Jones, I would think, is better than Brissett. But, like,
Bailey Zappi?
Bailey Zappi? Eh.
Boy.
That's a game the Browns should
win. What a Sophie's choice that is. All right, guys. Do you have a problem with the way Kevin Stefanski answered the question about the analytics department and who makes the call on analytics decisions?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.